Hey everybody, this is Tony's show. Welcome to the show. Let the show begin. Today's going to be a full-packed show. I mean, we're going to touch on as many topics as I can within the time frame that I have here. And it's going to be all over the place. And this is so that everybody has a clear-cut indication of how many things we are dealing with and why we need to network together. And some of you are going to get to a point and say, well, Jesus is so much, what's the point? We're going to get our asses handed anyway. Well, that may be a case one way or another. I'm of the, not necessarily an optimist, but I'm never a pessimist. I'm a realist, basically. I'm a realist. I know the odds are really against us, but I also know that in past historical times when the odds were against certain things, a remnant survived or was able to carry on and get through after whatever came down the pipe came down, and whatever was good or whatever was upright was preserved. Some of the shit died, got torched, whatever. So I'm of the mindset that if I'm going to go, I'm not going to go easy. I'm not just going to give it to them to make them work for it. See, they're sloppy. They made a lot of mistakes too. So this is the other end of the story. They don't have nothing perfected. In fact, they have screwed themselves on a lot of things too. Those entities that are here causing mayhem on mankind. There's the fact that we have a generation like myself who were brought to be defiant and we just didn't accept or believe anything, really. We thought everything was bullshit back in the 60s, and quite frankly, I still think that way today. The only difference is that I've had some things that I thought was bullshit isn't, and some things that I thought was on the up and up was bullshit. It's weird how life works, you know. You go through life and you think you know something. You think you got it. You made it. Oh man, I figured it out. Blah blah blah. And then my son used to say, God has a sense of humor. Tell God what you want to do. He was right. God does have a sense of humor. So when you think you got it all, you think you got it all figured out, you'll see how much you really don't know. And the more I've learned, the more I realize, the less I know. And I'm pretty stupid, really, in a lot of ways, a whole lot of ways. I know some things really well, I know other things not at all. So, and I guess that's why we need each other, so that those of you who know what I don't know bounce out to the stuff that I don't know, and what you don't know that I do know, I bounce you out. And that's called a network, and that's how networks work. Now, I've been saying a long time that Europeans are under the gun, on the verge of being extinct. Well, I actually found an interview yesterday, and I listened to the whole thing, and there was this guy out of the United Kingdom, some writer or book publisher, and there was an American journalist or American interviewer that interviewed this British writer, journalist. And I was listening to what he had to say, and I was amazed at what he was saying, because I saw the same things on a lot of things he was saying. But what surprised me was when he said that Europe basically has just given up. They're tired of whatever, and they basically have given up on everything. The entities that rule the world have finally won in Europe, in other words. See, the population of the world right now, except for a few countries like the United States and some other places, the population growth is less than 2. And in order to maintain a cultural identity, you have to maintain a population growth of 2 and above. Now, they attribute it to a lot of different things, but they all danced around. And I was really listening to some of this crap that they were saying as the excuse reason why people are not having babies. The reason why they're not having babies is because we've been poisoned to death with chemtrails and genetics, and so it has the capacity to reproduce, number one. Number two, people who are alive and aware and awake of what's going on and see the systemic downfall of basically everything, do not want to bring any more children into a planet that isn't willing to sustain life on an ethical, moral, or spiritual level. What we have is utter depravity on this planet, and there is no way anybody in their right mind would want to bring a child into this shit. It's what it is, the shithole. So when we're looking at, some of you might say, well, that ain't so bad, it's because you ain't awake enough yet. Wait till you wake up and see the reality of what you think you know. Three, nobody wants to bring a child on this planet that's going to be forced to be inoculated or vaccinated against the parental will. Parents no longer have control over the children, so why would he bring a child in so the government can come along and force them to be implemented with a chip or chip building material, nano bio programming, that, and I'm going to be using that term a lot, nano bio programming, what it is, nano poisoning, using an integration of DNA and nanotechnology. So instead of saying all that, I'm going to just call it nano bio programming. Anyway, so they're getting injected with nanobio programming, which now is assembling all kinds of networks inside the child, which have already been initiated at conception, because the parents both carry the nano in their seed and their egg, and in the gestation period, the child is loading up more and more, and as it grows, as cells change and expand, also nano goes with it. So we got this going on. Nobody's going to want to bring family into a place where the chemtrailing the shit out of the sky, spraying everybody like cockroaches. Why would you want to bring a child and cause a child undue stress before they even have a chance to see what life's about? They were cursed the day they were born. Then, the food supply is all tainted with nano-bio programming of all kinds. No organic. There hasn't been any organic for 60 years, if more. So now we're feeding children shit, they're breathing shit, they're being exposed to shit. Like, wow, let's bring a child and bring him into this shit. Really? That may sound crude, it may sound kind of hardcore, but I'm trying to really hit home what we're really dealing with here. Okay, and that's just on that level. Let's look at it on a more superficial level, if you will. Then there's the economics. People are not making the money that they need to make in order to really have a life. They're working to live. Okay, all they're doing is working. So there's not enough money, never is, because every time somebody makes a penny, gets one penny more, the government comes in and eats that penny. So why would you want to bring a child into a place where there's no way they can ever get ahead? Doesn't make sense. So basically, this system that we have is causing the planet to become barren. The systems that we have is causing the earth to become barren, barren of life. And then we have the societal insanity by us being forced to accept certain things that we find immoral, unethical, or unspiritual. Yet the government wants us to accept that shit too. See, I don't blame anybody for being what they are today. When I was younger, I have a mocking attitude towards certain things. Now today, with my understanding of nanobio programming, I began to understand why people are the way they are, how they act the way they act. It's all based on social condition and nanobio programming that have been integrated in different sections of society. So those sections of society would be controversial. They would cause controversy. They would use these things of bringing in laws under the guise of freedom and equality. And those laws are all bullshit, because those laws take away the rights and equal freedoms of everybody else. Everybody else has to accept something, and at the cost of losing their own personal freedom. And if you say anything today in regarding to anybody, it can be construed as hate speech. It's like in Germany, they cannot question the Holocaust. I really find that amazing. And he made a comment about the Germans. The Germans are into this apologetic phase of their existence, and they're over-apologizing for everything. So now they're basically bending over, kissing everybody's ass, just so they don't upset anybody, so that they can show that they have made changes in their in their views and their positions in respective to certain cultures. The whole thing just stinks of, I've been saying it all day, so why stop now? Stinks of shit, literally. Now, when you're looking at all this, personal rights and freedoms, personal freedoms of choices, the right to have a choice is being taken away. And the ability to have any kind of choice, they're already talking about a technocratic system where they're implementing a cashless system. And in that technocracy, if you're not chipped or having this chip, you will not be able to have employment, gainful employment, or be able to survive or sustain yourself. Now, that is a right and freedom and just a common right for you to have the ability to live and exist wherever you want to live and how you wish to live, and to make the choice whether or not you want to have that chip. Now, there's always going to be some kind of discriminatory practice even with this, because if you don't wear the chip, then you're not going to be allowed to do XYZ, or if you have the chip, you're going to have that this privilege over a non-privileged person. That is discrimination, for sure. Now, I'm going into this because this is all part of what makes us healthy and what keeps us in this frame of mind that we want to be in to sustain health. Now, I don't know if everybody's heard, in North America, there's a sportscaster named Don Cherry. He worked for the NHL Hockey Night in Canada. And he made a comment the other day, or last weekend, whatever, about the poppy seeds. He's a very patriotic man. He believes very strongly in mourning and supporting the soldiers that have died for the freedoms and the privileges that we have in Canada and the United States. He's very dogmatic about soldiers who have died in North America, including the United States, but he's obviously more toward Canada since he's Canadian. But he does respect the American soldiers who also have given their lives. He made a comment, and it was a broad general comment. There was nothing there derogatory at all whatsoever what he said. He made a comment about you people that come in from other countries, referring to everybody. He didn't target Muslims, he didn't target Hebrews, he didn't target Christians, he didn't target Catholics, he didn't target Polish people, Russian people, Bulgarian people, you people, everybody. He felt that everybody should come over here, if they're coming here and enjoying the fruits of the milk and honey that Canada has, they should at least wear a poppy. And I thought, you know, okay, he has his opinion, he made an opinion, he expressed it. And I thought, well, he lives in Canada, and he should be protected under the Charter of Rights and Freedom of Speech. It wasn't hate speech, and they didn't say nothing regarding to hate speech. Well, anyway, the CBC fired him for it, and they made all kinds of bullshit about how they, you know, the comments and opinions were not shared by the CBC. The CBC is a testicular-less, gutless network, and everybody should boycott them. If Hockey Night in Canada was on another channel, I'd never go to the CBC again for their violating Don Cherry's rights and freedoms under the charter to be able to express himself in any way he saw fit. And he didn't say anything that implied anything bad whatsoever. In fact, there's a celebrity in the United States, he's a Hebrew that has a radio channel, Stern. And he got taken to court because he was slandering everybody. I mean, he's calling everybody, you know, the N-word, the K-word, the H-word, whatever. So someone took him to court over the hate speech content, and he said, Your Honor, when they asked him how he pled, he says, well, Your Honor, you point out to anyone I have left out, I have called everybody on this equally. I have not pointed out anybody in specific. I have called everybody, everything under the sun, equally. So I have not discriminated in any way, shape, or form. You know what? They threw it out of court. Completely out of court. And what he said was far, far, far more directive than Don Cherry ever said. And goes back to the concept of our freedoms and our charter rights and the freedom to choose. This is a sign, and nobody's catching this. This is a sign that the governments are slowly but surely taking away anybody's capacity to have freedom of speech. Even if you don't agree with what somebody has to say, if you don't like what they even have to say, all you gotta do is hit the button on the television and change the channel on your remote control. All you gotta do. You same with me. When I say certain things, you don't like what I gotta say, change the channel. I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it. I'm telling it to you the way it is, how it is, and why it is. And I don't get caught up in allowing an emotional reflex action dictate policy to me or how I should conduct myself because I didn't like what somebody said or I didn't feel what somebody said was right. Has nothing to do with anything. In a democratic society, you have the right to express yourself any way you see fit. Unless your verbiage is causing an assault-like effect, it's threatening somebody, you know, I'm going to kill you, you little bastard, or whatever, using that kind of term and meaning those meanings. People say they're killing each other all the time. But to be able to express oneself without fear of incrimination on any kind, that is what's protected under both the Bill of Rights as well as the Charter of Rights in Canada. That is being taken away in Canada. This was a blazing sign that this is now being removed as another right that we've lost in this country. You know what? You're not going to be able to say fart without someone saying, "Hey, that's whatever." You know what I mean, so like I said, this is what's going on in Canada. Oh, Canada. Our home and stifled speech. We can't say nothing without someone giving a screech and some stupid shit like that. It's incredible what's going on here. And Alberta wants to leave because they're thinking they're not getting a fair deal. I think Canada is going to be dissolved anyway. I think it's done. This kind of stuff that's going on. And the government of Canada has no ways and means to keep provinces, force the provinces to stay in this country. They don't have the military will, number one, especially under the leadership we have today. The concept about Europe, again, is they're dying. And it's all based on the same thing that's going on here now in Canada. Europe has already gone through this with censorship and all kinds of stuff. And now they're at a point of complete exasperation. They are ready to submit whatever comes along that says, okay, we'll take the lead and we'll lead you. We will take care of you. We will lead you. And that's what they're trying to do here in Canada and the United States. When Kennedy made that speech, ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, that was the worst speech anybody could have ever made. Basically, he told you, enslave yourself to the system. Don't ask what the system can do for you. Ask what you can do for your system. Ask how you can be indentured to the system. That speech was horrible. If you look back and really analyze what he said, and that got the ball rolling. Now I'm not saying Kennedy was a bad president. I think he was probably one of the best ones. He was the last president, as far as I'm concerned, the United States has had that had any intent on keeping America in one piece. And when he made the speech of the secret societies, 2 weeks after he made that speech, he was done. They took him out. Point I'm trying to get here is this. If you're seeing the handwriting on the wall, and you're seeing the unethical, immoral behavior of our government and our government's actions, and you need to take a stand for what you think is right. Okay? If you're willing to capitulate because you think it's easier to go along, to get along, the more we capitulate to this type of stupidity, the sicker we become as a society. That's a fact. When you look at the issues we have today ongoing in North America, we never had these issues 30 years ago because 30 years ago we had more freedom and more choices and more options. Today that has become more and more optional. And what I mean by optional is whether or not the government is going to let you have it or not. Optional or not, if you're willing to play ball so they can give you that privilege, what once was a right will now become a privilege. Think of what I'm saying. Look at that video. You'll see it on the, it'll be in the thing. And again, I pointed this out very heavily because I think we need to be aware that those of us who are awake are going to need to be networking more than ever. And those who are waking up will need to be networking as well. And I think seriously there's going to be a total separation or a segregation of people who are tired first and foremost of being assaulted because of their, in Canada we call it Anglophone. And we have Francophone. Isn't that convenient how Canadian entities that rule this country have created that division just by the sheer entitlement of the way they entitle people in Quebec and people outside of Quebec? It should have been Canadian all the way across. But no, there was a subdivision, and the division created it on purpose to keep Canada from being more unified. This is a fact. And anybody will tell you the same thing who's been around. This was done on purpose. So I'm saying that people who are like-minded, who have the right thinking, are going to associate, network, and work together. And they may build these networks. Now's a good time to do it while the opportunity is there available so that you can sustain your health, because you're going to start looking around you more and more and more. And you're going to see these people, those who capitulate to the system initially, you're going to seem like they've made some ground. They're living pretty good. They seem happy. But after a short period of time, the price they're going to pay for that momentary happiness is going to far exceed what they're capable of paying. My son used to say, they're cashing checks they can't afford. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So start your studying on what to do in case there is a breakdown of the country. Start storing and start stockpiling foods and things that may or may not be around after certain events happen. And even if there isn't a separation, with the cashless system is going to be enacted in Canada as well as the United States. We're not going to stop it. China's already talking 6G. 5G's already here. I've been saying that for a while too. Somebody else found some literature saying, wow, you've been saying this for years. I said, yep, now they're saying it out. Now they're saying it in the mainstream. There's another link on my site talking about 6G with China, and this is how they're selling this. This is so over the top. You can now go to a train station and download a stream that takes about 3 minutes. With 6G, you'll get it in 20 seconds. Wow. Now, this is how they're selling it, but they're not telling you what that frequency is doing to the DNA. Imagine China, 1.3 billion people, and let's just say 30% of that population, 420,000 of those people, has cell phones. And let's say that 420,000 is centered in the major urban areas or major cities. Imagine when they turn on the juice to get that service that they're providing. They'll basically be zapping themselves to death. They'll be breaking down their DNA, and they'll be constantly going to the doctors for help and assistance because of radiation poisoning coming from their cell phones or from their iPads or for whatever system they're using that may be attenuated to 6G. And guess what? In the land of North America, where toys rule, and all we have to do is give you a brand new toy, and you'll play, and you'll play the way we want you to play. They'll come out with something similar to this. Oh, look, it took 3 minutes, 3 whole minutes, to be able to access XYZ. Look, under the 6G, woof, there it is. 10 seconds, 20 seconds later, you're ready to go. You're saving time. Now you too can watch your favorite TV shows. You can listen to all your music. You can now communicate with your friends across the planet because 6G makes it possible. If 6G is on a terahertz frequency, you can kiss your mitochondria goodbye. The hydrogen molecules that will release out of the fat cells and the water that's in your body, which are approximately comprised of 60% water, 57%, something to that effect. When those hydrogen molecules are being released as a result of the radiation, the terahertz frequencies are amplified that much further to break down mitochondria that much faster. Your heart will stop. We're going to see more heart attacks, more organ failure as a result of this technology. We will be in a conundrum. Do you really need something that fast? Do you really need something that is that dangerous? And are you going to be able to shield that? The phones you have today, you can buy these silver lined shielding that you can put like pockets in your cell phone to. But will you be able to initiate a shielding event? So if your phone isn't, if you can't turn your phone off, which you can't, anybody's got a cell phone, they pass 2G, you cannot turn your phone off. The phone is sealed, the battery's inside. Even when you shut it off, it's on. It's constantly emitting a transmission and it's hacking your brain. Imagine 6G. If 4G and 5G can hack your brain, let's say, in a nanosecond, 6G may be able to hack your brain maybe at a quantosecond. Woo! An attosecond, a femtosecond. Shoo! And remember one thing about this. These frequencies have a means to access you because of the nanobio programming that's already been embedded inside of you. All it takes is the right attenuation, right frequency, and now I have you doing whatever I want you to do, believing whatever I want you to believe. I can put whatever in your head I want to put in your head, and you're going to believe it. Imagine you get a politician comes on television, a real jackass of a politician, just a total jackass. And you know the guy is demonic as all can be, yet he starts speaking and he starts telling you a speech and he gives you this rah-rah speech. And before you know it, you're going, yeah, he's right, yeah. But you didn't even know it, but the machine took you over, programmed you, inserted into your head maybe something different than what he said, and you're saying, wow, he ain't so bad. He ain't so bad. The great deception. That's all it will take. On my page, there'll be a link where somebody was showing you about the 5G lights having weapons inside, beams that are targeting people. What are we going to do about that? Okay, you got to go outside. You have to go to work. You have to go shopping. You have to go wherever to take your children to school, whatever. Start wearing portable grounds. Start wearing grounding units. Start having grounding units built into your cars. So while you're driving, you got a grounding strap either attached to your ankle or to your wrist, so that while you're driving, any frequencies that do hit you will then be discharged into the ground. This is one way to avert any buildup of these frequencies inside the cells. Something you can do, something very easy to make. Make sure you're getting an adequate amount of cholesterol in your diet. You heard me, cholesterol. Not that omega-3 shit that they've been selling. It's nothing but oxidized oil. Periodized fats and causes high levels of oxidation. There is no benefit to that shit whatsoever. So start using cholesterol. Two or three shows ago on the Podbean here, I got a recipe on how to make a cholesterol beverage. Go make it. Use it twice or three times a day. You might find yourself feeling restored, renewed, energized, focused. Brain functionality may improve. And it doesn't take much, doesn't cost much. 5 different essential oils, a couple antioxidants, vitamin A, CQ10, BHT, egg, cream, 2 ounces of brandy, and 5 different essential oils of your choice. Mix them together, blend them up, consume them, and you'll feel like a brand new person. Your stamina will increase, your focus will increase, your memory might improve. I have been saying for years, Brian, I believe, has also been saying for years, that the nano poisoning that we're dealing with in the head is causing brain issues. Guess what? It only took them 12 years to get caught up. What the heck? Better late than never, eh? And now they're saying the same thing, that the nanoparticles that you're breathing in the air can cause brain cancer. It's also causing Parkinson's, it's also causing autism, it's also causing dementia. It's also causing Alzheimer's. We cannot take these things into our brains. Our brains have a very slow way of detoxifying, unless you're taking some kind of chelating agent that can bypass the blood-brain barrier and grab these materials and pull them out. And these things lodge into the head and start networking. This is why our children are having autism, because the parents' DNA has been infiltrated with the nanobio programming. The child's loaded with it, and then they inject the child with it. Now that shot, that vaccine, may actually be carrying a program to build an implant. And speaking of vaccines, a friend of mine out west sent me a historical document dating way back 1889. And they said back in 1889, and this is the medical people saying this, back in 1889. Are you getting that? 1889, they were saying that the vaccines were not only useless, they were dangerous, and they caused and created epidemics. Wow. Imagine that. Here we are, 2019. Governments have lost their minds. Provincial governments have lost their minds. City governments have lost their minds. The medical people never had a mind. Pharmaceutical agency is just demonic as can be. Are now trying to force a technology onto the society that doesn't work, is hazardous, and can spread disease. Thank you, Mr. Gates. Mr. Bill Gates has been propagating vaccines that don't work and cause high levels of destruction and damage and death to the societies that take up his offer in order so that their children can have a computer. Can you imagine that? The toys. Hey, we'll give you a toy. All you got to do is roll up your sleeve so we can protect your body with this special concoction that will help you stay healthy. So we're not only going to give you a toy, we're going to keep you healthy too. How's that sound? What a deal. What's it going to cost you? It's absolutely free. Cha-ching. Gotcha, sucker. Nothing's changed. Nothing at all. And this argument between the medical field and the alternative field has been going on for centuries. Centuries. The arrogance of the universities and the arrogance of the educational system to assume that they knew more than they actually did, and then propagated their theories and hypotheses as fact, has got us in the situation we're in today in our health. We never had a problem with cholesterol for thousands of years. All of a sudden, come 1945, 1955, cholesterol became the demon. Why did cholesterol become the demon? Perhaps because if you had consuming high levels of cholesterol, that may have protected you from the side effects from the vaccines that they were giving you in that time. Or it may have protected your body from breaking down altogether. Or it may have offered some protection against DDT. Who knows for sure why they did it. But they got people off of eating saturated fats. Come 1970, 1980, all of a sudden we got into flaxseed oil, omega-3. Flaxseed oil, which is called linseed oil. Linseed oil was never used for consumption, but as a wood stain. It was good because it had a penetrating effect on wood, on carbon, and it could seal it. Wow. And then they said, you needed omega-3. You're not getting enough omega-3. Some guy out of Norway came named Udos Erasmus said, oh, you'll need omega-3. Oh, it's the best thing going for you. Because then he got people off the flax and onto the fish oil, saying that's even better. And then people were concerned about the mercury. Then we had mercury-free omega-3 fish oils, which still had mercury in it, as well as lead and cadmium and chromium and other industrial chemicals. And the fish oils were all oxidized or periodized, meaning that they were all bad before you even bought them. And then they had all this research and studies on this stuff, making one think that this was really good for you. It's going to affect your brain. It's going to give you DHA and EPA. Yeah, it may give you that, but it won't work because the rest of the fat is dead and damaged, and it will cause more brain issues going on. But they took away your cholesterol, which actually supported the brain, which actually supported the heart, which actually supported the muscle, which actually supported the arteries, acted as an antioxidant, protected the liver. Wow. Medical science, again, another incident showing how much of a buffoon they were in regarding to what they thought was a fact. And then people are saying, well, what about our blood pressure? Where's our blood pressure going to go up? Oh, man, we take cholesterol. If you took cholesterol, your blood pressure would actually go down. Because cholesterol will clean out periodized or oxidized cholesterol. I had actually a woman contact me, and I told her about that. I told her, use the cholesterol, use the butter, use the cream, use the cheese, use the eggs, you know, consume it. And she wrote me back after a couple months and said, you know, this is working. This is really working. To my surprise, this is really working. That's because you're now finally giving your body the food that you need to. It should have never gotten off of. And as a result of the imbalance of not having this for so long, you have the issues as advanced as they are because you took out of your body the chemistry required to keep you in balance. This is what the medical field is known to do. And when you seriously, now I'm talking 1889, you know, they knew about vaccines being dangerous and horrendously toxic and could cause epidemics, outbreaks of epidemics. That's what vaccines did then in 1889. Now someone might argue, well, back in 1889, they weren't as sophisticated as we are today. Today we are more sophisticated. We won't have these outbreaks, horse hockey. Today the sophistication isn't because it doesn't cause outbreaks. They do. It's the sophistication, is the composition and the compounds they have put into the vaccine to make them more lethal. That's where they are more efficient. So anyway, I'm going to give you that book so you can read it, share it. You can point this out to other people. Back in 1889, did you know they knew vaccines were toxic? Look at this. Can you believe this? So where is this? That's what I mean. You've been told so much horse hockey, and you've been believing this fantasy illusion that it's going to be very hard for some of you to break free of it because you have unwittingly submitted to the system hook, line, and sinker, assuming and thinking that this was good. That this was where it was at, what we needed to do to be whatever, to fulfill whatever. And what we got for this loyalty that we've given our respective governments and countries, is a betrayal by the entities that run the governments. The betrayal came from them. The entities that run the religious institutions and the so-called churches and whatnot, temples, they too are part of that betrayal. They have betrayed us from both ends because both ends controlled both sides. And you have to have full control. So if the political side controls you, the religious side has to as well. This way you won't challenge the political side. This is why religions are allowed to exist in respective countries, because religions act as a tether. You say that God has a desire for you to do certain things, you're ready to do it. If God says it's okay, if they tell you that it's okay to commit suicide because you're dying for God, that is such a contorted twist of nonsense. It's incredible. But if you've never read your books or studied them, you would never understand how that is such horse hockey. Know your truth. Study it. Understand it. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, I've studied, I've had this happen to me this week. I studied the Bible forever. Yes, so have I. You know, I've read 7 different versions. I've looked at all kinds of things from all kinds of angles, all kinds of books in regarding to the Bible. And what I'm finding today is what we've been taught and how we've been taught, the dogma and the doctrines that we've been taught are coming from these churches, institutions, sects, or cults, are not in the least accurate whatsoever. They have some truisms that they imply. But again, and this is why I tell everybody, don't listen to nobody in regarding to that. If you're a believer, if you've never even read the Bible, don't form an opinion about the Bible until you read it. And if you have never read the Bible, start with the New Testament, not the Old Testament. The Old Testament is not even for you. It's for a covenant for another people. The Old Testament was a covenant with for the Hebrews. And all you see there is their constant failures in their walk with God. And when we read what Jesus had to say, and then you see what the churches are saying, you might scratch your chin saying, wait a minute here. Jesus never said what you're saying. How did you get this? You know. And don't listen to any of the excuses. Just stick to what you know and what you're reading. Just like a science book, just like a mathematical book. Stick to what you're reading. There are commonalities with other people and have different belief systems. And I share my networking with other people who have different beliefs. I don't have a problem with that. They can believe whatever they want to believe. We have a common goal, and that common goal is we are being assaulted, attacked, and we're in war. I think at this stage of the game, that is important that we work together to get rid of this. We can always discuss afterwards whatever it is we need to discuss, if there's any need for a discussion. But in the interim, if you've never read, and you've gone to church, and you've never read any of the Gospels, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Test it as well. Test and see whether or not it is what it is. Test it. That's what I did. So anyhow, not to berate that, the whole element of what we're doing today, how we're living today, is all a major deception. And you can't see it until you stop whatever you're doing and take a hard look. And majority of the time, that doesn't happen until you get assaulted, afflicted, or infected by whatever is going on that's required for you to stop and redirect your life. That's how it works. See, we have this idea that if we're millionaires, we're billionaires, we can make change. We'll change the world, we'll save the planet, blah, blah, blah. Ain't never going to happen that way, ever. Because you'll be too busy trying to preserve, save, and protect that investment. And it's nice to have money so that you can do things. And I'm not against having money. But the illusion that you're going to have a bunch of money in order to do something never works that way. In fact, once that's removed from you to some degree, you're not chasing it like you did to become a millionaire or whatever, and you're using it appropriately, you get more done with less. Unless you're building something huge and humongous and you're incorporating that with other people to also build, and everybody's has an input of what's going on, then and only then will you need something of that magnitude. But just to get something going and get something started, you really don't need a lot of money, but you do need time. And you do need diligence, and you do need discipline to do it. That you will need. You'll have to have an objective of whatever it is you're trying to do. That you're going to need. Okay. You need to be able to also be able to cut through the nonsense, and when you're hearing horse hock, you'll be able to pick up on it. Now, we were talking earlier about nanoparticles causing brain damage, right? And we got into the vaccines, so they don't work and cause an epidemic. Now, the women of India, are now raising hell over the fact that the pollution that they're breathing in India is going to cause their children brain damage. Wow, can anybody say nanu nanu? This is a global problem. A global problem. 7 years ago, it was a $2 trillion a year industry. Today, I've lost track, but it's over $100 trillion for sure. And you know what? There's absolutely no research being done. Well, I shouldn't say none. There is research now being done on the whole nano thing and how toxic it is. And now there's, and then the health food industry. Oh, the health food industry. What a joke. The joke of the last two decades, three decades, the joke of the last three decades, the health food industry. What a retard industry. All it's about there now is making money. They put shit in the health food industry. They propagate it as healthy. Let me count the ways. They sold you flaxseed oil. Wasn't healthy. They sold you fish oil. Wasn't healthy. They sold you aspartame. Wasn't healthy. They sold you Splenda. Wasn't healthy. They sold you canola oil. Wasn't healthy. They sold you molasses. Wasn't healthy. Now, they're selling you these hydrogen products and there's carbon C60 products. None of them are healthy at all. When you look at these Podbean podcasts that I do, I'm pretty well almost every show putting on there a link, a study, something in regard to carbon nanotubes, nanofullerenes, carbon nanoparticles, and none of the things you're reading is indicating in any way, shape, or form they're safe. And if we're talking, breathing in the atmosphere can cause brain damage and brain cancers and all kinds of brain diseases, and we're talking breathing in nanoparticles or pollution, which are called ultrafine particles, which are nanoparticles, can cause fetuses to become poorly developed, sick, or even mutated. What happens when you consume these products, like the silica, which again isn't healthy? They've been propagating that horseshit. What happens if you consume silica and carbon? Whoa! What goes on? Whoa! Networking, brain damage, cellular damage, DNA damage, all kinds of damage. But the guys that are propagating this are saying, oh, it's good for you. Yeah, to get it in you. Oh, it's going to make a difference in your life. Yeah, it will make a difference in your life. It'll go downhill. One of the guys that was propagating the carbon C60s got cancer. Now, for all the horse hockey that they're talking about, this thing, why does this guy got cancer? Why didn't he just take the stuff and fix his cancer? Ooh, does it work then? No, it actually may have caused his cancer. Yet he's denying it. Oh, no, it didn't cause my cancer. How? Look at it. Nanoparticles. Carbon nanoparticles and silicon nanoparticles are like the worst two you could use. There's other ones as well. But those two embed themselves in the skeletal system, in the tissue, in the organs, and the brain, the cells. Wow. And all they require is a frequency to activate them so they can now assemble and network through your body, causing DNA damage, causing a cascading effect on your health, breaking you down and turning you into a candidate for a DNA extraction and the box. Imagine that. So when you're looking at the track record of the health food industry, all it takes to get a product into the health food industry today is to make some proclamation, put in there the natural fillers and binders, anything that ends with like microcrystalline cellulose, hypercrossed carmelose, natural and artificial flavor, which is aborted baby protein, silicon dioxide, titanium dioxide, aluminum lake, or other metal materials inside these products. Using a vegan capsule, which is made out of a pine bark, which you can't break down. And you can sell that product for $30 to $40 a bottle, make a profit, and the health food industry today does not care who sells what when. I was down in Arizona, there was a guy that was selling these products, and they were the garbage. There were two companies that they had in this health food store, and they were the garbage of the industry. I mean garbage. There's stuff I wouldn't have fed to a pig. So this guy was in the store, and he was supposedly a doctor, and his doctorate came from an online degree that he paid $300 for, that they certified and gave to him so they looked like he was a professional medical practitioner, and all he was a second-class B-class actor. That's all he was. Anyway, he had a product line, and this stuff was garbage, complete garbage. He was trying to get this poor woman who was on Coumadin, and I knew this woman was an older woman, and I knew she couldn't take a lot of things because of her age, and I knew she had a weak heart. So So he's trying to propagate a product to this woman to make his commission to sell that $30 product. So I came along and I gave her a $6 bottle of something that did far better than what he was going to give her. He got mad at me and all kinds of stuff. So then he complained to the manager. The manager had me removed because he said, well, you know, this guy's a doctor and you just made him, pissed him off. I said, no problem. And I left. Anyhow, no big deal. It turned out for the best long haul. But you got this kind of stuff going on in the health food industry. A lot of these doctors are selling products in the health food industry are whack jobs. They don't give a shit about you. All they're caring about is the bottom line and what their profit margin is on those bottles that they're selling in the health food store. They don't give a rat's backside about you. They never will. Don't care. That's why the onus is up to you to start reading those bottles, understanding what you're reading, so you're not getting hijacked by these hoodwinkers ripping you off and stealing from you. Then you buy the stuff and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm still dying, oh. I'm going over my notes real quick. Anyway, the last thing I'm going to get into is Moloch. There's a statue of Moloch in the Vatican. Moloch was a deity, if you will, or a fallen angel, that the people in the past sacrificed by throwing their children into a pit of fire, Moloch or Baal, and they sacrificed their bloodlines, literally, to the entities. And now this is in Rome, in the Vatican. Wow, doesn't it make you think a little bit? What are you following? Who are you following? Makes me think. And then in Poland. Poland has a statue of Jesus. And the Jesus statue now is a weapon. Pointed at Poland. Jesus is standing looking, the statue of Jesus is standing looking over the people. And they put an antenna at the top, which is emitting a frequency. Imagine that. They have no shame. If you're willing to put up a statue, they're willing to put up an antenna. Oh, man, the times have changed. That would have been considered sacrilege. Alex, I'm not Catholic either. But my point is, I even know that there are certain things you don't cross the line with. And that's one of the things I don't think I would have ever thought about putting an antenna in the skull of a statue of Jesus. Bing, bing, bing. Oh my God. It's like I said, it's incredible. It's incredible what's going on. I mean, we're talking as well. I may as well get into this real quick about Hong Kong. The protests going on in Hong Kong is another indication the democratic rights and privileges of people are being taken away. And it's not just in Canada, it's also there too. Hong Kong is just being done a little bit more belligerently. I don't think you can get away with that in Canada. I think there would be a revolt, and I think Ottawa would be under lock and key. But this is another indicator. There's slow, like I said, tiny indicators all over the planet where your rights and freedoms under whatever charter or bill of rights or whatever you have, a Magna Carta or whatever, that is being taken away. And if you say something, they shut you down. Oh, that's hate speech. It's not hate speech. It's an opinion. You're taking it as, if you're the one taking it as hate speech, and you're the one that's got the hateful attitude. I'm just expressing something that's already been under everybody's mind. You know what? And I'll tell you something about that, too. If the government continues with that nonsense, they're not going to know who's got what. Period. Even with the technology they got, it won't be completely 100%. And if somebody can figure a way to block the access to their brain and to their body, guess what? You have now one of the most dangerous people walking in your society because you don't have a clue what they're thinking, what they're feeling, or what they're about to do. That is a reality. And the governments are going to fast approach this demeanor, with this attitude in regarding to taking away the people's personal rights and freedoms to be able to be expressing themselves, guess what? one day there won't be that government won't be around. You know, it has always worked that way. And I'm not saying I'm going to start a revolution. I'm just saying historically, when you look in the history, as it's written, because we don't even know if that's true or not these days, but as it's written, this is always manifested in that way, in that fashion. So, like I said, stay well-versed in what you're doing, stay well-versed in what's going on, and stay well-versed in how to prepare and defend what you are dealing with, because we are no longer, like I said, in those good old days, which weren't that good either. And health is going to be, again, and this is going to be the keyest word I can tell you, or advice on health I can tell you. Your health is going to be key specifically to the environment you live in. If you're living in a free and open environment where you can access things, express yourself, be creative, and do things without being, you know, blocked, regulated to death, stifled, shut down, leashed, you'll have good health. But if you have restrictions where you can't even fart out of the left side of your backside because it might upset somebody, because you might hurt their feelings, because you release some gas out of your backside, then your health is going to go to hell in a handbasket. You're going to be under a constant state of anxiety, because you're always going to be afraid that you might say something wrong. You might do something wrong. You might cross the line. It might come take you away. That kind of stress and anxiety only leads to a revolution. You can only bottle people up for so long, and then they're going to cut loose. That's historically been the facts. Historically, that's been the way it's always been. And if there's any force or any kind of manipulation, if you don't capitulate with a chip or an implant, you don't get those privileges. Privileges are not privileges, if they're your rights. Always remember that. If those are your rights, those are not privileges. The privilege is that the government is there to serve you. That's the real privilege, that you put these people in power, which you probably didn't either. Your vote was probably rigged anyhow. But when you're looking at the whole perspective of what a privilege is, the people that are serving in public office are privileged to have that position. You already have the rights. They're not privileges. So if they're going to come along and try to take away your rights because you refuse to be implemented with an implant, you refuse to have your children vaccinated, you refuse to accept certain ideologies that the government wants you to accept, like transsexualism, homosexuality, lesbianism, whatever, transgenderism, I don't feel you have to accept it. They made those people. They genetically damaged those people. They're the ones that created and altered those people's genetic code so that they are the way they are today. Then it's the government's responsibility to find a solution to fix them. And the other thing, too, they're sending 15-year-old people here from Switzerland or wherever they're from, Switzerland, Sweden, to tell us how to live in our country. You know what? The entities need to understand, this is Canada. We will take care of our own country and as we see fit. Keep your kids at home. Keep her in school because she's an idiot anyway. That's how I saw that whole thing. Now, we may not have a Canada, but while we do, let's see if we can make it work. Or if we can't make it work, let's see if we can network together. At least we can work. That would be the best thing that we could do. Alrighty, I'm always referring to a bunch of people that are doing stuff, and I'm always referring to how you can help them out by going to their Patreon sites. Brian sent me one today and I forgot to post it. But you can go to www.minds.com/Brian396/blogs. Check out his information. He's also got a visuals on nano data. Just go to photosgoogle.com. You'll see the link on the site. Click on it. Check him out. And if he's got someplace there for you to help support him, send your support. You got Aramac on the Aramac channel on the YouTube, same thing. If he's got some kind of place that you can help send him support, please do so he can keep him going afloat as well. You got my website at augmentinforce.com, the alternatives to the alternatives. These are free sites, free links, free information. It can make a, could be a game changer for some of you. Hopefully it will help you. You got also my YouTube videos where they are also videos of the alternatives to the alternatives. So check, you know, check them out any way you can. There's a catalog link on the website. So if you're looking for something that I may have, that you may need, you feel free to peruse it. If you too wish to send support, just send me an email and I'll just tell you what to do. And we'll go from there. You don't have to. I'm not asking or begging or crying out for it. It's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying, because some of you contact me and says, well, we'd like to send you some kind of support. And so, and I tell them, just send it over here, send over there. I don't like using PayPal, and I don't like using some of these places because I don't want to support Elon Musk. He's already rich enough, and he's already, you know, doing things that I think are contrary or contraproductive to us as a species of men and women, you know, created in the image of God. I always say that we are men and women, not human, not, you know, humankind. I know, forget that nonsense. That's all horse on that. We are men and women made in the image of God. Doesn't matter what your color is. Doesn't matter what your race is. If you're a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. Period. And that's the highest status you could have as a creative being made in the image of God. That, to me, says volumes. So don't accept any entitlement that's less than that. Anyway, check out the places I mentioned. Check out the people I've also mentioned. Peruse these links I'm going to put up tonight on the Podbean. Listen to the show. Share it. And till the next show, to your health. Okay, stay healthy. Stay wise. Stay learned. Take care.